The U.S. Navy is reeling from another deadly accident involving one of its ships, and it has launched a broad investigation into the performance and readiness of the entire Pacific-based 7th Fleet. In the latest accident early today in waters off Singapore, the destroyer, the USS John McCain, collided with an oil tanker three times its size. The search is on for missing sailors. Just 2 months ago, seven sailors died when the USS Fitzgerald collided with a huge container ship off the coast of Japan. Last week, the Navy announced disciplinary action against three of the officers on that ship. Bradley Penniston is deputy editor at Defense One. He's written extensively about the Navy. Brad, what more do we know about this most recent accident involving the USS McCain?
Well, we know that the Navy is taking it very seriously. As you mentioned, this comes rather hard on the heels of another collision. And indeed, naval warships have had at least four collisions in the past year and a few days. So this is something that's unusual, and the Navy's senior leadership is treating it that way. CNO John Richardson, Admiral Richardson, announced that not only would there be the standard investigation into why this happened, but in fact he's asked all fleets worldwide to stand down and to talk to their captains, their squadron commanders, their sailors about what they may be doing wrong. Yep. Why is this happening? And on top of that, he's ordered a broader look into the Navy's operational tempo, trends in personnel, material maintenance equipment, a very broad look at why this might be happening.
Well, because what? The thinking is that perhaps there's too much stress, maybe not enough money. What's the concern?
Well, the world of the naval officer is always filled with stress. It is a difficult thing to go to sea in the most benign of conditions, and certainly sailing in Singapore, which are some of the most congested waters of the world, it's doubly so. Now, there are all sorts of things that you can point to. You can say, yes, the surface navy has been asked to do more with less, and that's as true now as it has been in the past decade or so. You can say that naval officers have always had to deal with this, but the question is why now? And that's what the CNO's investigation is going to try to get to the bottom of.
Well, we know in the June collision with the USS Fitzgerald, the captain was relieved of his command. Other sailors are being punished after the Navy found poor seamanship and flaws in keeping watch. Now, you mentioned how where the McCain was in the Singapore waters, you know, it's packed. And so a lot of people wonder, how can you, you know, miss a ship? You know, how can you miss a container ship and hit it, you know, not see it and hit it? How can that happen?
Right. Well, this happened in the pre-dawn hours. This was about 21 hours ago, and it was about 6:20 local time. And anyone will tell you that dawn and dusk are the most dangerous times to be operating because, you know, things are harder to spot.
Right.
You can't quite tell which way everything is going. In the Fitzgerald collision, the Navy investigation blamed poor watch standard teamwork, inadequate leadership. It is just tough to do this. It is a dangerous and difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
It's amazing that the Navy does it as well as it does all around the world every day. And something went wrong this time, and they'll figure out what it was.
Well, you tweeted out this is actually the fourth accident, I think, a recent accident of a Navy vessel in just a little over a year. What questions do you have?
I have the same questions the CNO has, which is what happened specifically, and is there some larger are there larger trends that are making this happen? Are the Navy's watch standard teams getting too little time at sea? Are they becoming too dependent on technology? What's going on, and how can the Navy fix it?
And by the way, this ship is named after Senator John McCain's father and his grandfather. He tweeted his thoughts and prayers today. But it had been doing something we understand in the China Seas, and it was back from that mission. What are our ships doing at sea?
So right now, there are about 50 ships in the Pacific Theater, and that runs the gamut from aircraft carriers to submarines to support ships. And in large part, they're doing what they do every day, which is some are on patrol, some are exercising with foreign navies, some are doing what we call presence missions. In particular, of interest these days, some of the ships out there are there and can be called upon for ballistic missile defense. The McCain is one of those ships. The Navy overall has about five dozen ships that can do ballistic missile defense. Now it's down the Fitzgerald and down the John S. McCain. This is not something the Navy wants to have happen, especially at this point in time.
Right. And when you say this point in time, isn't the U.S. about to begin drills with South Korea, and would that involve, you know, the Navy?
Yes, it's that drill is, as I understand it, more a command and control mission. It's actually a smaller drill this year than it has been, which may sound a little bit odd, but it stands to reason. The drill is focused on making sure that all the forces can respond exactly and precisely to orders, and that's more important than ever right now.
Right. Well, and most important that these lives that may be lost, these missing sailors, those some that made it to the hospital – said they were asleep. I mean, this is just where they were sleeping, below decks. Brad Penniston, deputy editor at Defense One, on another deadly accident involving one of the U.S. Navy ships, this one in Singapore. Brad, thank you.
Thank you.